You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
From our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is the Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. As we wind our way through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM, thank you for joining us. Scott Udash, Mark Dukes will join me coming up in a moment. Ben on the other side of the glass here today. And again, we are brought to you by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. You can find out more by going to our website at kgymradio.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to dupaco.com. Good show for you. John Morris will join us in just a little bit. Play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears, as the unbeaten Bears will host the once-defeated Iowa State Cyclones coming up in Waco on Saturday. We've got the broadcast for you starting at 12:30 on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids. And 2:35 with the kickoff for that one. And we'll find out about the 2021 Baylor Bears with John Morris. And we'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Kirk Ferentz meeting the media today in Iowa City. And a look back at last night's Monday night football game as the Packers, with the big second half, defeat the Detroit Lions to go to 1-1 on the year. Text line available to you if you'd like to weigh in, 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on 1600 AM today, as well as 102.3 FM, both in Cedar Rapids. In Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM. Your KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app, and as always, your smart speaker. You can listen to us in that fashion as well. And if you have missed anything over the course of the last week or so and beyond, you can always listen to our podcasts. They're available at kgymradio.com as well as Apple or Spotify. Mr. Mark Dukes joining me here on this Tuesday, a very fall-like Tuesday today. How are you doing?
A refreshing good day to you, Scott, and everyone. My kind of weather. Hopefully it lasts for a little while here, but really a cool, refreshing day here in eastern Iowa. Good weather for High A Central playoff baseball tonight. By the way, we'll have an opportunity for you to win tickets to game 2, which comes up tomorrow night, but take a jacket to the game tonight and enjoy.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. And it's going to be fine weather coming up this evening as well. As the Colonels in Quad City will get ready to go at it. Or Quad Cities, however you want to term it. 6:30 tonight for game 1. It is a best of 5. Pretty obvious you would like to get out to a good start, both teams. And Quad Cities certainly has been the team to beat this year in the hackle. They've kind of led it from start to finish, and we'll see if Cedar Rapids can pull off the upset and win the first. I was almost ready to say Midwest League championship, but it's not. It's the hackle, Mark. So, you know, it'd be nice to win that first hackle championship.
Sure would, and Quad Cities, as you mentioned, has been one of the best teams in all of minor league baseball all season, and it brings in a record that's about 10 games better than the Colonels. But, you know, in a 5-game series, obviously anything can happen. The Colonels seemed to play the River Bandits better as the season went on. The last 6-game series, it was 3-3. But Quad Cities does lead the season series 17-7. So we'll see if the Colonels can get one or both games here in town.
That's a lot of games between two teams. That's the one thing I got to get used to as far as the minor leagues are concerned now. And especially with the 6-game week-long series format that was put in place in the minors by Major League Baseball this year. I think there are a lot of good aspects as far as the 6-game series is concerned, but you see a lot of the same teams over and over and over again. And as far as minor league baseball is concerned now, and I do think that's a little bit of a drawback. I liked playing most everybody. Now, that has not been the case in the Midwest League, or when it was known as the Midwest League over the last few years. They went to the divisional play, and one division, you played the teams from the other division once every 2 years to cut down on travel costs, and understand that. But it's just it was fun to see those teams. You don't see them now, basically at all.
Yeah, very true. And I think that's a good point made by you. 24 games against one opponent is a lot in a season that's, what, 120, 30 games this year. But I think by and large, when the schedule's moved to a six-game series, I think the players embraced it. Less travel. I mean, even in a commuter series like Quad Cities coming to Cedar Rapids or vice versa, you're not making six bus trips. You're staying in there, no commuter series, and I think there's a lot of benefits to that. And it's going to happen again next year.
Yes, it is. And a few more games next year as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
319-366-1600. We'll also talk a little golf. The Ryder Cup making headlines today. May make more headlines as the weekend approaches, perhaps on Thursday. We'll talk about that a little bit more here in just a little bit. 11 past 3, 319-366-1600. The text line, Kirk Ferentz with his weekly news conference, talking with the media just a little bit earlier today in Iowa City. Players also talking with the media. And, of course, we'll have some comments from Kirk coming up during the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. That will come your way between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock this evening. A couple things. Kirk is said today was the best offensive practice that they had had. Very crisp. So I guess that is good, laying things out as far as the offense is concerned. That's a good piece of news. Bad piece of news on the injury front. Ethan Herkett, the former Cedar Rapids Xavier defensive standout, was injured last week. It sounds like he is going to miss a little bit of time, according to Kirk Ferentz. And that's too bad, because Ethan was really working his way up the depth chart, up to the basically second team, getting some reps in crunch time, and is going to be out for a little bit anyway.
Yeah, two of the items that I wrote down you have mentioned, and the last one was that Kirk Ferentz was asked about the fake punt in that Kent State game, and he said it was quote-unquote dumb, and he takes full responsibility.
I would second that.
But I think most people would, but he took full responsibility for that, said it was a dumb call on his part, or specialty, you know, whoever made the call. He fell on the sword, so to speak, on that one, but said he liked the film of the Kent State game, saw some progress by the offense. Some fans might disagree on that, but nevertheless, that's what the head man had to say. And, you know, by and large, it was a typical Kirk Ferentz news conference, and players met the media beforehand. Ivory Kelly Martin, who fumbled twice in the Kent State game, was there, answered questions, and apparently was very impressive in that regard. And Kirk Ferentz says he's going to be out there again this week. He thinks he's going to have a good game.
Yeah, and we talked about it yesterday a little bit, and the fact that much like Bill Belichick, Kirk Ferentz does not no coach likes anybody that puts the ball on the ground. And I think that's why we saw Gavin Williams in the game against Kent State on Saturday a little bit more than usual. But Ivory Kelly Martin's been through it before. He's the most seasoned guy as far as the backfield is concerned, and got to give him another opportunity. And I think the opportunity, as you mentioned, will come. And quite frankly, I think I was probably hoping a lot of people are going to get some playing time on Saturday when Iowa takes on Colorado State. And it's not a UNLV Colorado State team. They play in the same league, by the way. But it's not a whole lot better than UNLV. Although I got to say, I was impressed by the fact that Colorado State did go into Toledo and beat the Rockets, who are probably considered by a lot of people the best team in the MAC this year. One of the best teams in the MAC anyway. And you got to play every game. There's no doubt about it. You cannot take a week off, Mark. It's the oldest adage in the book, and I'm sorry to go to cliche 101, but Iowa should win, but still you got to show up.
Yeah, the spread is 23. I think we're going to pick it at 23.5 because I've come to believe we need hooks in the Emil's Hideaway pick six. 23.5 on Friday's show when we make our picks. But, yeah, this is a game that Iowa should dominate, play a lot of players. And I think that's important because you got a short week after that, playing a Friday game on the East Coast at Maryland. And this is probably a good spot for the Hawkeyes to, you know, keep players fresh, go about your business, get a victory, a solid one at that. And just when I say that, I'll be 31-21 and a nail butt.
319-366-1600. You mentioned the Emil's Hideaway pick six. We'll have that again for you coming up on Friday. Yeah, that'll be your next chance to win a $25 gift card from Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue next to the Home Depot in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall and behind the Taco John's. And Mark and I and Dave Alec will get together. Dave, known as Undefeated Dave, we'll get together. He will try for his fourth straight win coming up this week. You and I will try to take him down, but we'll see how it all plays out. That happens each Friday right here on the Gym Class at about 3:40 here on KGYM. Yes, Kirk talked about the offense. He believes it's starting to click a little bit more. Obviously, the defense is doing very, very well as far as the Iowa Hawkeye football team is concerned and still very high among a lot of categories as far as the college football world is concerned. So that's college football. Last night we had, of course, Monday Night Football, and a good first half and not quite as good a second half, especially if you're a fan of the Detroit Lions. But Green Bay, big night from Aaron Jones as he kind of went off, and the Packers put away a stubborn Detroit team in the second half last night to go to 1-1 on the season. Tie your Bears, yeah. Mark.
I think it's a better Lions team this year, but not a great team by any means. Hung around for a half, and then Green Bay had an excellent second half and won 35-17. Aaron Rodgers, four touchdown passes, three of them under 4 yards. But does he lead the world in under 5 yard touchdown passes? I don't know. But at any rate, they count. And they counted big time last night for the Green Bay Packers. And you mentioned Aaron Jones with four touchdowns. Are the Packers back? I don't know. They have to go to San Francisco Sunday night. I'm going to reserve judgment until I see that game. I mean, the NFC North, the Bears have to go to Cleveland. I'm not excited about that as a Bears fan. You need to win road games against good teams, and that'll be a good test for both the division leaders. Our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to do with the NFC North. Which team is the best in that division? Would it be the Packers, the Bears, the Vikings, or the Lions? And thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, Steve Anderson and his team sponsoring the poll question today and every day. There's not a fifth option, none of the above.
It's too early. If I had to pick right now, I'd pick the Packers because they're the, you know, they're the team. But
I would too. They'd get my vote, but there's 15 more to go.
Yeah, there's 15 more games. And, you know, none of the four have looked outstanding as of yet. Now, the Vikings haven't played a home game as of yet.
Right.
And the Vikings are 0-2, but could easily be 2-0, to be honest with you. And that includes a win at Arizona, which is a 2-0 team. So I'm not dismissing the Vikings as of yet. Vikings offense has been pretty good, despite a few lapses from Kirk Cousins. The defense is what has been hurting the Vikings, certainly. And Detroit, I mean, I just don't get it. Detroit has some good people. Goff's good. TJ Hockenson is off to a really good start.
Yeah.
But it seems like you throw that Honolulu blue and silver on and something just happens that, I mean, it's almost like you're destined not to win. Is there some sort of a cruel, cruel joke upon the Detroit Lions, a force that none of us know that is holding this team and franchise back year after year after year? I mean, they won some with Barry Sanders. They made a few playoffs for a one and done. But it's just, like I said, it's almost like you put a Detroit Lions uniform on and bad things start to happen.
Is that Chuck Long on line one?
Well, Chuck would know.
Yeah, he went to an awful team after he was drafted, and that was an unfortunate situation for Chuck back in the day when he went to the Lions. But, I mean, I'm not sure I see an NFC North team winning this week. We mentioned Green Bay at San Francisco on Sunday night, the Bears going to Cleveland in an early game. Baltimore is in Detroit, and we know Baltimore is very capable. Minnesota getting a home game, but look who's coming in, Seattle and Russell Wilson.
True. They're good. And they're going to be angry, too. Do you remember, by the way, who Chuck Long was going to replace as the Detroit Lions starting quarterback?
Boy, that's a good question.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
I will give you a hint. He wore number 17. He had I believe, red hair, too, and a fine beard.
God.
Text line 319-366-1600. yes. Thank you, 8532. Eric Hipple. Yes, it was Eric Hipple. And Eric Hipple was the guy. Joe Ferguson was also there. Was also there as far as the Detroit Lions are concerned. So we got that. So you're not buying that Packers stock yet, right, Mark?
No, I am in the division, but in the short term here, you know, that's going to be a tough test at San Francisco on a Sunday night. And Green Bay, I don't think, is clicking on all cylinders quite yet. It was a good win last night. Rodgers came back and had a nice game, not a, you know, over-the-top game. What was it, 230 or 40 yards passing? But didn't really need to against Detroit. And I'm a believer that the Packers are going to win this division. But in the short term here, it's going to be an interesting Sunday in the NFC North.
I would agree. We're going to talk to John Morris coming up in just a little bit. Of course, he is the play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears, as Iowa State and Baylor will get ready to tangle in the Big 12 opener coming up on Saturday down in Waco, Texas. Baylor, how good are they? We'll ask John that question because Baylor is, it's Iowa State's opener. Baylor played Kansas last week, but before that it was Texas State and I believe Texas Southern were the first two opponents for the Baylor Bears, but they did run it up against Kansas, which is what you're supposed to do in your Big 12 opener, and Baylor did that. So we'll find out. I think it's one Iowa State should win, but I saw at the beginning of the year in this schedule that this is one I think that Iowa State is – they certainly have to have their undivided attention on Baylor coming up, or Baylor will pull off a surprise.
Yeah, I don't think it's a special Baylor offense, but it is a pretty good defense. One of the key players there, of course, Dylan Doyle, the former Iowa City West product who transferred from Iowa. I think he's second on the team in tackles as a linebacker. We'll hear more from John Morris on this Bears team. And, you know as well as I do, Scott, anytime you have to go on the road against an average to above average team, it's a challenge.
True. 319-366-1600 at 24 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. And we'll talk before 4 o'clock a little bit about the Ryder Cup, which is coming up this weekend, because there's some very interesting things starting to be talked about coming out of northeastern Wisconsin. Little kumbaya stuff. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. So we do have the 4-pack of tickets to tomorrow night's game 2 between the Colonels and the River Bandits. We'll give those away coming up here in just a little bit as we get ready to talk to John Morris. But we want to get you to a scoreboard update. And it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Emil's Hideaway, of course, located on First Avenue Southeast, right next to the Home Depot, behind the Taco John's, and right across from the Lindale Mall. And what is going on in the world of sports this afternoon, Mark?
One game ongoing in Major League Baseball, Scott. And it is in Detroit, where the Tigers, leading your Chicago White Sox, bottom of the eighth inning, 5-3. The Tigers are nearing the 500 mark, Scott.
I know, and the White Sox, it's strange because they have had so much trouble against the Royals and this team.
More Major League Baseball going on into the evening, including the Minnesota Twins entertaining the Chicago Cubs, first of two at Target Field. 6 p.m., the radio broadcast begins at on 107.5 FM. We mentioned the Colonels facing the Royals affiliate Quad Cities in the High Central League Championship. Well, another Royals affiliate in the Double A Central League, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, have made it to that championship series against the Wichita Wind Surge. Why is that important or noteworthy? Two former Hawkeyes, C.J. Eldred, pitcher, and catcher Tyler Cropley, members of that Northwest Arkansas team. CJ, both with Quad Cities earlier in the year. CJ, the son of our friend Cal Eldred, pitching coach of the Royals, is with his fourth team this year. He started out in rookie ball, made it to two levels of Class A, and now is in Double A. We'll see if he is used in this series. Finally, the Caesars Superdome, Cajun Troy, caught fire today as workers were power washing the roof. It quickly was extinguished. The all clear was given an hour or so after the fire began. And apparently no damage inside the Superdome. The Saints do not play there this weekend. They are at New England.
Yeah, the last thing that New Orleans needed after the hurricane and everything else. And thankfully, not really the way it sounds, any damage right there. 7508 on the text line saying, go Twins. The Cubs want the draft position.
Now, the Cubs took two against the Twins in Chicago, and Nico Horner is back for the Cubs. Whether he makes an impact, we'll see. But these are two teams going nowhere. You're just following your favorite teams. No bragging rights. I don't want to hear any bragging rights. You're not going to hear it from me if the Twins sweep. It's just a meaningless two-game series. But I mean, I'll be watching.
You'll be there. 319-366-1600. I tell you what, you know what I have enjoyed over the last couple of nights? And if you've not caught it, I encourage you to do so when they rebroadcast it, or it'll be on their website, et cetera, et cetera. The latest Ken Burns project on Muhammad Ali, really good, by the way. Really good stuff about the life and times. I'm not sure how many parts it is, but I know part three is coming up tonight. But really, really good. Ken Burns is just the master as far as documentaries are concerned. I love documentaries, and this one has been absolutely top shelf so far.
Yeah, he's great at it. I haven't caught it yet, but thanks for the tip.
All right. We'll take a break here at 3:29. We will come back And we'll talk Baylor football. John Morris, the play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears, set to join us as the Cyclones take on the Bears in the Cyclone Big 12 opener coming up on Saturday afternoon. We'll have it for you right here in KGYM. Back with more of the Gym Class for Tuesday after this.
Good morning, boss.
Yeah, what's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk?
You mean the hold desk?
Huh?
Every time I call, they put me on hold. Or tell me someone will call me back in a couple of hours. We don't have a couple of hours.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh, in that case, you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
IT Solutions continually monitors their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hold desk for you to call to tell them about your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you get help now, never a hold desk.
We need to get our work done.
Learn more online at WeNeedHelpNow.com.
WeNeedHelpNow.com.
The NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. Thursday night is a great opportunity to give it a try. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. If you have any feeling on the Carolina and Houston matchup, this might be a good opportunity for you. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet, so lock in your bet on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. New to FanDuel Sportsbook, also claim your 30-1 odds on either team to win Monday night's game between Philadelphia and Dallas. So sign up using promo code COON, and if your first bet loses, you get up to $1,000 back in site credit. That's promo code KUHN. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile or web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why WeatherShield windows are only sold at local trusted independent dealers, not at big box stores. WeatherShield never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship. Alexander Lumber is proud to be a WeatherShield dealer. Visit them at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
We are back with you on the Gym Class here on a Tuesday at 3:32 here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. We've got the Twins game tonight. We also have from ESPN, love this, Mark, and I told Ben this yesterday, told Vicky, our traffic director as well, that ESPN loves to spring last-second baseball games upon network affiliates. We love that, but Ben, did you get my email, by the way? Okay, thank you. And it's, you know, okay, we're going to run these games, and then you don't hear about it for 5 days. And then this morning at about 9:20 Central Time, oh, hey, there's a game tonight. The Giants and the Padres. Good one. 8:30 tonight. We'll have it on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, and 106.3 FM, and 107.5 will join up after the Twins game tonight as well. But Padres got to start winning, and we know the Giants are in a nail biter as far as the NL West is concerned with the Los Angeles Dodgers. But we've got that tonight for you at 8:30, tomorrow night as well at 8:30 from ESPN. Coming up on Saturday, it's Iowa State and Baylor from Waco. John Morris, kind enough to join us, the play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears, not only football, but the NCAA champions as well, the Baylor men's basketball team. And you got to be still celebrating that in Waco, aren't you, John?
I like the sound of that. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. We are definitely still celebrating. The coaches have they put a date on it to turn the page to getting ready for this year. But I don't think that applies to broadcasters. We're going to keep celebrating that for a long time.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit. But before basketball, there's football to talk about. And we talked a little bit earlier on the program that Baylor comes in undefeated. It has not been the toughest schedule in America, and I think everybody even in Waco would probably admit to that. But how good is this Baylor football team going into Saturday?
Yeah, no, that's a fair assessment, but, you know, still 3-0, so I think you watch for how well the team plays, you know, how much they're, you know, it's Baylor versus Baylor, how well they play in the game, you know, not playing down to the competition, and the Bears have done really well at that. First game was a 29-20 win over Texas State on the road. Some issues there, you know, in that Texas State got back in the game late. Baylor had a ton of penalties in that game, but still won. So plenty of things to work on going into the next week, and they did that and blitzed Texas Southern pretty easily. 66-7 was the final there. And then played Kansas to open Big 12 play this past Saturday. It was 14-7 at halftime and won at 45-7. So, you know, this is the test. Now it starts this week with Iowa State. There are certainly tougher tests to come, but so far, so good for this Baylor team.
John, Charlie Brewer gone at quarterback. In fact, he's gone at Utah as well. But tell us about the new quarterback for Baylor.
Yeah, it was really good competition between three guys. Gary Bohannon won the competition. Jacob Zeno would be the number two. And a redshirt freshman, Blake Shapen, would be the number three. But Gary Bohannon really, you know, really distanced himself from the other two, I think, in the spring game last year. He was clearly the best quarterback in the spring game and just kind of, you know, developed a little swagger, you know, that you'd like to see with your starting quarterback. His teammates love him. They support him. He's a different quarterback than Charlie Brewer. He's bigger. I think he's got a stronger arm than Charlie, and he can run with the ball. He hadn't had to run much in the first three games, but he can run if he needs to. So he's, you know, three games in as the starting quarterback here at Baylor, and again, certainly tougher tests and tougher defenses to come, but he's done really well so far.
Yeah, he has, and I think the best part about it for Baylor is fact, he has not turned the ball over as of yet. Yep. So, and throwing 73% completion percentage.
That's a winning number. You know, if you can keep that up, I think it was 19 of 23 against Kansas last week. But avoiding the turnover, that's really good. No interceptions. He hasn't been sacked, not even once in three games. So he's done everything well so far.
Flipping to the other side of the field, John, pretty good defense by and large. Some quality players, including the safety and certainly the linebacker, Dylan Doyle out of Iowa City West, who's become a leader of this defense, I think, anyway. What about the defense?
Yeah, Dylan is what a great addition he was to the Baylor program a couple of years ago. He's fit right in, and you guys may remember when he was here, I don't know about at Iowa, but here he wore number 44 originally, and he changed his number this year to number 5. So, you know, natural question is, why 5? Does that have any significance? And he said, yeah, there's 5 members of my family, and I'm out there representing my family and playing for them, so that's why I chose the number 5. So that's pretty cool. And he is a, man, he is a top-notch person and a really, really good linebacker in a core of really good linebackers. We've also got Terrell Bernard, who's all Big 12, and Jalen Petrie, who's all Big 12, on either side of him. And the defense has 10 starters back from last year, 17 starters overall for Baylor from last year's team. So Dylan fits right in with this this veteran Baylor defense.
Talking about the running attack a little bit, two really good backs, and they're both off to really good starts so far with Smith and Ebner. And, you know, it's like 1A and 1B, I think, in the attack for the Bears.
No, I think you're right. I mean, those guys have both been really good. Abram Smith has been over 100 yards all three games. Treston Ebner didn't get as many carries against Kansas, but he was over 100 the first two. So really, you know, kind of a two-headed monster there, running back for Baylor. Both really good north and south runners. Abram has always been that. He's a converted linebacker. Treston Ebner was one who would bounce it outside, but they've taught him, you know, to go more north and south in this wide zone offense. That's a real attribute to have. So They are both really, really good. And then Tay McWilliams would be the third back, and he went over 100 yards in the fourth quarter against Texas Southern a couple of weeks ago. So that's the running back kind of stable for Baylor that's leading the Big 12 right now. Baylor's leading the league in rush offense and scoring offense, and the running game has been a huge part of that.
I think Iowa State still has some concerns despite a lopsided win at UNLV, really a dreadful football program. At any rate, it started with, of course, a close victory against Northern Iowa and a loss to Iowa. What would be your concerns, or maybe Dave Aranda's concerns, about this Iowa State team coming in?
Oh, my gosh. How long do we have here? That's a long list. Because, you know, and Coach said it on Monday, great respect for Matt Campbell and his staff and for the Iowa State program, just how solid the program is top to bottom. I think there's a lot of similarities between what Matt Campbell has done and is doing at Iowa State and what Coach Aranda has done and is, you know, trying to accomplish at Baylor in just his second year. So, you know, that's his kind of program, the way that Coach Campbell runs the program. So start with that. But then, you know, just the weapons that Iowa State has with Brock Purdy and Breece Hall and Charlie Kohler and so many others, you know, so many weapons offensively. And just the way they play defense is so impressive, and their numbers through the three games are really, really impressive. So it's going to be a huge test for Baylor. I mean, this is, you know, to be honest, this is the first test of the year for this Baylor team. And I'm glad the game is here in Waco, but really looking forward to the matchup with the Cyclones.
Yeah, how big a game is this? Baylor has a Big 12 game under their belt, but for Iowa State, with the target on their back this year, this is kind of the first one in the Big 12 that, you know, Matt Campbell loved and relished the situation of going in and taking on people not having the spotlight on them. Iowa State's got spotlight on them now. Now Baylor's kind of in that situation that Matt Campbell was in when he was trying to build Iowa State. And with that being said, how big a game is this for the Bears?
Yeah, that's a really good point because, you know, Iowa State is Iowa State and Oklahoma are the teams to beat in the league, you know, 1-2 in the preseason. And, you know, I think that it's a huge game from a Baylor perspective because people outside the program are looking at Baylor and saying, all right, you're 3-0. Let's see how you do when you play somebody. You know, and we're playing somebody this Saturday. So from that perspective, I think it's a huge game. I think it's a swing game for Baylor. You know, if it goes one way, then you're 4-0 and you're 2-0 in conference, and you just gain so much confidence if you play well and beat a good team like Iowa State. If it goes the other way, you know, then you got your first loss, and maybe there's a, you know, a hit to your confidence that's been built over the first three. You know, it's not the end of the season. There's plenty of games left. But I think it's a real swing game for this team. And, you know, I'm excited about it. I like this Baylor team, but I really am interested to see how they do against a good defense and a good team like Iowa State.
John, since you're down there in Texas, I think it's perfectly appropriate to ask you the reaction down there of Texas and OU leaving the league and the Alliance coming in a few years anyway.
Yeah, well, on the first part, I hate it. I really do. Baylor and Texas have played since the early 1900s and great rivalry, and some of Baylor's biggest wins, you know, in all sports through the years have been over Texas. Because it is such a rivalry, and it's a big deal when you can beat Texas. So there's that rivalry that will, you know, probably go away. I mean, we may still play them in some sports, probably not football, but I just hate to see it because of the history between the two schools. And then with Oklahoma, it's been a more recent history, you know, the entirety of the Big 12, and I hate to see that go too. I mean, we've had some really good games in the 26 years of the Big 12 conference against Oklahoma in all sports. So I really hate to see those two leave. I like this league a lot. I like the makeup of this league, and that's just a body blow to lose those two. But But then the four schools that are being added, I think they really did as well as they possibly could, identifying those four and getting them to agree, you know, to come into the Big 12. And, you know, just as much as I'll miss the rivalries and friendship with the broadcasters at Texas and Oklahoma, I look forward to getting new ones with the other guys from, the four schools that are coming in.
Well, of course, and one of those being from the state of Texas with Houston, the Cougars
right.
coming in.
Right.
And you're going to roll out the red carpet for BYU in mid-October, I think.
Yeah, funny how that worked out, isn't it? I mean, it's not a conference game, but it kind of is a conference game. So we'll see BYU on October 16th here in Waco. That's a home-and-home schedule. We'll play out at Provo next year. So that just adds a little more spice to that game, you know, knowing that they're going to be Big 12 rivals in the years to come.
Are you going to have your Iowa State counterpart, John Walters, bring a copy of his new book for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We were texting yesterday, and I asked him about that. That is so impressive. I've got three grandkids, and I'm kind of stocking up, you know, these books that I want to read to them. So I'm really looking forward to getting a copy of that.
Even though it's about size.
Yeah, no, I understand. I've got, you know, this has kind of become a thing with Big 12 broadcasters. Tony Caridi at West Virginia did one, and Toby Rowland at Oklahoma did one, and Brian Haney at Kansas just this week, just released one of his own, and now comes John's book. So I'm getting a pretty good collection from these guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good material to have for nighttime putting the grandkids to bed.
Exactly.
Hey, got to ask you before we let you go about men's basketball and obviously the great run that Baylor had last year to the national championship, and things aren't going to go, it's going to be the cupboard is not completely bare for Coach Drew, but it's going to be a different looking Baylor team this year a little bit.
Well, very much so. I mean, we've lost four starters from that team last year, but the cupboard is not bare. I mean, you don't win a national championship with just four guys or five guys. So there are some players that will have to step up in different roles this year. Three newcomers to the roster that I'm excited to see them and see how they fit in. But, you know, it's just and this wasn't a flash in the pan 1 year. You know, look at Baylor 1 year and then drop back down. I don't think this program is built for that. They are built to sustain success, and Coach Drew just runs such a great program here. So it's going to be exciting. You talk about a target on your back. I guess if you're the defending national champions, you got a real target on your back. So we'll see that this year. But I think it's going to be fun. I think the league is going to be really, really good this year. So there's going to be tough games night in and night out.
Well, and of course, Iowa State bringing in a great recruiter in T.J. Otzelberger, and he's already starting to work his magic in Ames again.
Yeah, and that's such a tough place to play. Love those trips into Hilton Coliseum. But, it'll be that night that way every game in our league this year. So that's going to be really fun. And you know what? We'll turn around, and it'll be basketball season. It's not that far away.
No, and I think Baylor and Iowa State open the year and close the year, as a matter of fact.
I think that's right. Yep, January 1st, right? January, New Year's Day, the conference opener.
Yeah, right around there. Well, what kind of game are you expecting in football on Saturday? Baylor's defense has been very good, especially against the pass. We know how good Iowa State's defense is, but both these offenses have some very good skill people. What are you looking for?
You know, I think it'll be a four-quarter game for sure. You remember the one last year in Ames, Baylor played, you know, kind of over their head to keep that one close, and we're throwing in the end zone at the end of the game. But that was a great game, you know, between the two, and Iowa State won it 38-31. And, you know, I know Baylor's better this year than they were last year, and I just think it's going to be a great, great game on Saturday. Should be a great atmosphere. Our marketing staff has a gold out plan. So they're asking fans to wear gold, you know, and should be a full house at McLean Stadium. But, you know, it's two really good defenses, but plenty of weapons offensively as well. So I couldn't guess a score. You know, I couldn't predict a score. I don't know which side of the ball would dominate. But I think it's just going to be a great, great matchup on Saturday.
I would agree. I would agree. And, hey, John, appreciate it as always. Thank you much for the time. And it should be a great one on Saturday, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, guys, great to be in the gym class again with you, and I appreciate you having me on today. Thank you.
All right. Take care, John. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
John Morris, play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears, joining us here on the gym class at 349 on KGYM. Just one of the top-notch guys you're going to meet as far as broadcasting is concerned. And give him a follow on Twitter. And Baylor is, they're a good football team. And I think this is going to be a test for Iowa State on the road, like I said before we brought on John. But we'll see how it all plays out. And if Iowa State wants to get to the Big 12 championship game, though, Mark, I don't think they can drop this one in Waco coming up on Saturday.
Cannot stub the proverbial toe, that's for sure. Iowa State installed as six or seven point favorite, and that means very little in most camps. Matt Campbell doesn't care. They just need to play some solid football, and I think Iowa State can come out of this game with a victory, but it is a test on the road against a motivated Baylor team.
We'll have it on Saturday for you, 12:30 on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. We will take a break, come back, and we'll come back, talk a little golf with you. Some news out of the Ryder Cup in Wisconsin. And we'll let you know about that when we return here on the Gym Class. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up those tickets to see the Colonels tomorrow night. This is game two tomorrow night. Game one is tonight. Game two tomorrow night at 6:30. Got a four-pack of tickets for you to win right now. And we're going to take caller number six at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. You will enjoy Cedar Rapids Colonels playoff baseball. We'll let you know who our winner is when we come back.
The Army National Guard plays a vital role in your community. We're on the front lines supporting essential personnel, first responders, law enforcement, and medical professionals. Delivering food, supplies, and medicine. Keeping communities safe. Making a difference. During emergencies, we're always ready, always there. Learn more about part-time service in the Army National Guard at nationalguard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
So then I dropped some garlic and croutons on there, and the rest is salad history. I made the best salad ever, people, and now I'm making the best app. The Caesar Sportsbook app got live in-game betting, parlays, and Caesar rewards. Caesar salad ain't got nothing on my app. Nothing!
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Download the Caesar Sportsbook app. Your app is ready, Emperor.
When you twin together, you have fun together. Come see your Minnesota Twins at Target Field with your family and friends all summer long. Feel the warmth, enjoy the food, and cheer on the Twins, all from under the bright lights.
So swinging a line drive into left field and deep. Back it goes! Ball game! What a game today!
Target Field's back to full capacity. So grab your tickets at twinsbaseball.com/tickets and share your experience on Instagram. We'll see you at the game.
Twins and the Cubs coming up tonight for you at 6 o'clock. That is on 107.5 FM, the Gym OT. Tomorrow night is game two of the Hackle Championship Series between the Colonels and the River Bandits. And Bob from Marion is our winner of the four-pack of tickets. He will be in attendance coming up tomorrow. And we encourage you to head out to Veterans Memorial Stadium tonight and tomorrow night. Final two games of the year as far as Colonels baseball is concerned. We know that. As the Colonels will try to win the High A Central League Championship in its first year as they take on Quad Cities coming up tonight and tomorrow. It's the best of five, game three on Friday night in Davenport, game four and five Saturday and Sunday if necessary. 319-366-1600, that is the text line available to you. I want to let you know that Community MVP is right here on KGYM. As the gym has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. You can find out more by going to our website. That is KGYMRadio.com. Ryder Cup, Mark, is coming up this weekend, and I, for one, am looking forward to it. I know it's football season, et cetera, et cetera. But this is once every 2 years. It's in our backyard up at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. And there are a lot of storylines to this thing. And there is none bigger than Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau on the American team, on the American side. They have been feuding for the better part of 5 or 6 months, if not longer, but that may be over. We may have Steve Stricker coming in a kumbaya moment, along with Zach Johnson, our friend from Cedar Rapids and others, to bring the two together. And there are rumors out there, Mark, that this could be even more together on Friday.
Well, in Bryson DeChambeau's news conference today, he made the comment that something fun could be coming up here moving forward. And some writers took that to mean, well, I mean, are they going to play together? Or a lot of speculation there. Now, Steve Stricker, the captain, has said it's unlikely they'll play together in foursomes or four ball. Those are the formats on Friday and Saturday. But wouldn't that be interesting? I mean, there's been a lot of commentators saying they don't like the chemistry of this U.S. Ryder Cup team. What better way to demonstrate your chemistry than getting two adversaries together and playing foursomes or four balls, especially on Saturday when you're going up against college football? But it appears to me that DeChambeau is going to play with Scottie Scheffler and Brooks Koepka is going to play with Tony Finau. Those were the practice pairings today. I may not read too much into those, but I'd be surprised if Koepka and DeChambeau were paired together. But it'd be glorious in my mind.
Oh, it would be wonderful. You want to get the ratings over college football? I don't think you're going to beat the NFL, even with the singles, unless it's coming down to the end and the United States pulls off some sort of miracle comeback. But Saturday, I think you can get eyeballs. You can get eyeballs. And if it's going to happen, it's going to be Saturday with Bryson and Brooks. I'm with you. I don't think that Steve Stricker is going to pull the trigger on it. But at least they're in the same room together without going at each other.
Well, they had dinner together last night. They had a conversation on a practice range today. We probably know too much about this, right, Scott? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we do.
But if that happens, I'm going to run out and get extra batteries for my remote on Saturday.
Or I'm going to bring just televisions together.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it all plays out. I know several people around Eastern Iowa that are headed up coming up later
right.
this week to
right.
Whistling Straits. I was there for the PGA the last time it was held. And this is a great golf course for Ryder Cup because it is a risk-reward beauty up there along Lake Michigan. Put together by Pete Dye. So it should be a lot of fun this weekend and see if the Americans can win it on U.S. soil. So that's coming up starting on Friday. They'll have the opening ceremony coming up on Thursday. Coming up next, it'll be the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They'll be on from 4 until 6. They have your next chance and final chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Colonels in the Hackle Championship Series. As that will be tomorrow night, game one, of course, coming up tonight. We've got the Twins hosting the Cubs tonight as well, and that will be at 6 o'clock with a 6:35 first pitch. That'll be on 107.5 FM coming up this evening. And we will see how it all plays out coming up this weekend. But Mark, we'll talk again tomorrow. Chrysalis of rotowire.com will be joining us.
Sounds great. Looking forward to talking to Chris. And then we got a treat on Thursday.
You betcha. Gary Dolphin, the play-by-play voice of the Hawkeyes, will join us coming up on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class to talk about the Iowa football season. All right, Mark, have a good night. We'll talk tomorrow.
Tuck you in.
You've been listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM.
Let's get one thing straight. There's no one dedicated to getting it done like Cross Country Mortgage. They've got the best closers in the game, full stop. Who else do you know that can close a home in 21 days or less? With the team chemistry the Cross Country Mortgage loan officers have, a homeowning win couldn't be more certain. We're talking every type of loan, reno, refi, jumbo, and more. Visit ccm.com to close your mortgage. Cross Country Mortgage, dedicated to getting it done.
Cross Country Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 3029, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.com.